Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 66th week of our look at the book of Genesis, and this week we're in chapter 49 as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Let's read to verse 12. Thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down, he crouched as a lion and as an old lion. Who shall rouse him up? I'll explain that in just a minute. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come. And unto him, unto who? Unto Shiloh shall be the gathering of the people be, binding his foal unto the vine, and his ass's colt unto the choice vine. He washed his garments in wine, and his clothes in the blood of grapes. His eyes shall be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk. Wow, Judah had little good to say concerning the first three sons, and now it's Judah's turn. Imagine that's what Judah is thinking. Because, remember, Judah is thinking, well, I remember he, because he basically, Jacob mentioned about Reuben and how he went with Bilhah, and he mentioned Simeon and Levi, how he, those Shechemites, he referred to those. Well, Judah's thinking, man, I know what I did. Remember all the things Judah did in the days past? It was Judah who suggested the prophet from getting rid of Joseph. Remember, Joseph was in the pit and they were wanting to kill him. And it was Judah said, well, let's not kill him. Let's sell him. At least we'll get something for him. And they got 20 pieces of silver. Remember that story? That was Judah who suggested that. It was Judah who did not deal he did not deal faithfully with his daughter-in-law Tamar. Remember the daughter-in-law who died, the sons had died, and Judah had promised her husband. Now remember the story, and there in Genesis 38:26 says he didn't deal faithfully with Tamar. He was deceitful. Well, and then in Genesis 38:18, Judah had sex with Tamar, his own daughter-in-law, thinking she was a prostitute. Remember those stories? So Judah had some real rough things in his past. And Judah's, I'm sure, thinking of that when he mentions, when Jacob, the dad's mentioning Reuben and Simeon and Levi. Can you imagine the surprise that Judah must have felt when the first words out of Israel, out of Jacob's mouth, were this: thy brethren shall praise thee. Wow. What a picture of God's grace. And Israel, Jacob, didn't stop there. He says, verse number 8, that thy brethren shall praise thee, thine hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies, thy father's children shall bow down to thee and before thee, and it goes on and on. By the way, Judah's name actually means praise. So it's kind of fulfilling that name that was given to him about praise. Well, he says that your brethren go bow down before thee. The scepter shall not depart from Judah. The word scepter, this is the first time it's mentioned in Scripture. It means authority, rulership. And we'll find out in just a minute that Judah did have that place of rulership from David on. It took a few hundred years, but finally, from there on, that rulership took place where they had authority over all the brethren. And then he talks about that lawgiver means to decree and to govern. So Judah was going to be placed in charge. The tribe of Judah was going to take a lead role. What a picture. All this shows a ruling position Judah will have among his brethren. Judah's tribe will be strong and courageous. That's what it's talking about, the lions. And he's able to conquer his enemies and have his on the neck of his enemies. He'll be able to conquer, be very strong, be able to defeat people. The land would be productive and fruitful. Look at verse number 12, where it says, Verse number 11 and 12, that he's binding his foal unto the vine and his ass's colt unto the choice vine. Literally means it's talking about the land will be so productive and fruitful that the animals will be tied to the vineyards. They'll be eating the grapes off the vine. In other words, not eating the hay, the dead grass, that there's so much produce in the land of Judah. Hope you get the picture, that they're tying their animals to eat it. What a picture. And then in verse number 12, it says his eyes shall be, well, it says he washes his garments in wine and his clothes in the blood of grapes. His eyes shall be red with wine and his teeth white with milk. Literally, it's talking about that whoever walks through the vineyards, the produce, they would appear to have bathed in the juices of the grapes. Just showing the blessings upon the land of Judah, God is going to provide those people. Well, but the greatest blessing is found in verse number 10. This verse refers to Jesus Christ. The key phrase is in verse 10, until Shiloh come. Until Shiloh come. This verse refers to Jesus Christ. The Shiloh is not is referred not as a city, even though there was a city named Shiloh. It's referred to as a person in the context. It talks about him. Shiloh means a peace and rest and tranquility. And then he says, unto him shall the people gather. Talking about Shiloh in verse number 10. And unto him, unto Shiloh, shall all the gathering of the people be. Man, what a thought. Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Shiloh. I'll give you rest. Isaiah calls him the Prince of Peace. Shiloh is a place of rest and of peace. And out of this, the scepter shall not depart from thee. Judah is the one who is blessed by having through his seed, our Lord Jesus Christ came through the tribe of Judah. Matter of fact, through Judah came our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Revelation 5:5 reveals to us that Jesus Christ is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And I'll never finish this before I go any farther. Let me tell you, me and Latrice went to St. Augustine this past week, and we went to a very interesting place. It's called Otis, Castle Otis. Oh, it has three T's in it, O-T-T-T-I-S. It's a little north of St. Augustine, and it's actually a castle that three men built by hand. Didn't use no machinery at all. Didn't have David Norris as an engineer. Didn't have any. Matter of fact, they started building this. Long story short, they're just off the beach. You can see the beach from where they are. A beautiful piece of property. And there was some trees and all, and they started build a castle. It looked like an Irish castle, what it was supposed to look like. And it's a place, supposed to be a place of tranquility, rest, and it's supposed to picture a place of to not just represent Jesus, but to honor him with that castle. Anyway, long story short, we went there, and it's quite a place. He did this without a permit. He got above the tree line, and the neighbors called. This was years ago in the 80s. The neighbors called and the permit department, whatever you call, came out there and you got busted. So he had to pull a permit. And somehow they made a mistake and gave him a permit for building a garage. A garage. And it's called the world's largest garage. It's interesting. I look it up. We went and saw an amazing place. Three men built it. Two were stonemasons and one was the woodworker from Knoxville, Tennessee. All did it by hand. I forget how many tons of block and concrete and rebar. Matter of fact, he says when the hurricanes come now, that the first responders, the sheriff's department and others set up their headquarters there in that castle because it ain't blowing over.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.